Hey there, brilliant women. Riley Hart here, your daily dose of smart woman strategy. Buckle up because today we're diving into something seriously powerful. Self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-compassion? Isn't that just being nice to yourself? Trust me, it's way more than that. It's like giving your inner critic a giant hug and telling them to chill out. Because let's face it, life can be tough. We set these crazy high standards for ourselves, constantly striving for perfection, and when we inevitably stumble, bam. That inner critic is back with the full force negativity blast. But what if, instead of beating ourselves up, we treated ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend? That's exactly what self-compassion is all about. It's recognizing that we're human, flawed, messy, and perfectly imperfect, and embracing it all. So, are you ready to unlock the magic of self-compassion? Let's dive in. First things first, remember that self-criticism doesn't actually help us grow. Ever noticed how those harsh judgments just leave you feeling drained and demotivated? Instead, try reframing negative thoughts with kindness and understanding. When you catch yourself thinking, "I messed up again," try whispering to yourself, "That's okay, everyone makes mistakes. What can I learn from this?" Second, practice mindfulness. Seriously, it's like a superpower. By paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment, you create space between yourself and those negative narratives. Think of it as watching your thoughts like clouds passing by. You acknowledge them, but you don't let them define you. Next up, remember that you're not alone in this journey. We all struggle, we all stumble, and we all deserve kindness. Connecting with others who understand what you're going through can be incredibly empowering. Share your experiences, listen to their stories, and build a supportive community where you can celebrate each other's victories and offer comfort during challenging times. Speaking of support, don't underestimate the power of self-care. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. It's about prioritizing your well-being in all aspects of your life. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finish that project? Ace that presentation? Or simply wake up and decide to be kind to yourself today? Those are all victories worth celebrating. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. You pour your heart into it, spend hours researching, crafting the perfect slides, and practicing until you feel confident. But then, disaster strikes. You have a tech malfunction during the presentation, leaving you scrambling to regain control. The inner critic starts swirling. You messed up. This is a disaster. People are judging you. Sound familiar? Instead of letting that self-criticism take over, try this. Acknowledge your feelings. It's okay to feel disappointed or frustrated. Take a deep breath and remind yourself that even the most experienced presenters have tech glitches. Focus on what you can control, your delivery, your message, and your attitude. Shift from, "I messed up," to, "This is an opportunity to show my resilience." Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing our imperfections and learning from them. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend. And trust me, when you cultivate self-compassion, you unlock a whole new level of resilience, confidence, and joy in your life. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and remember that you're capable of amazing things. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the power of self-compassion together. See you tomorrow for another dose of smart woman strategy. Until then, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.